does. If you get a chance to look at it, watch Trump sit down with Netanyahu and the two each of their wives.
He looks like when
he's signing some stuff.
When I go to back to school night.
Yes,
and
exactly
I have to,
what
and
I was
I have
thinking
to
of.
Sit at my kid's desk.
Right, adult in a kid's desk.
And that's a fat guy in a little coat. That's what big guy in a little coat.
I mean, two wives and Benjamin Netanyahu looked fine in those seats.
Did you catch that, Brett?
But
Netanyahu.
Well, it's close. It's close. I'm not even sure I'm saying it right there, but I'm trying. And Trump is just gigantic in that seat. His knees are, they can't even fit underneath the table he's signing the book on.
Netanyahu.
Netanyahu, something like that. It's like the accents are different than what we say.
Netanyahu.
Dude, what was that again?
With Chile.
Yeah.
Things Americans don't say.
And Santiago.
Netanyahu and Chile. Things Americans do not say. He is Netanyahu for the rest of us.
Netanyahu.
He sure as hell
See,
is.
See, now Americans get the worst reputation because of that.
Right.
Netanyahu. Right.
That's not even close to what you said. That's a whole new version.
And then Netanyahu gave Raj head. Lots of it.
No, he did not pour me a beer.
Yes, he did.
He never did.
Brett, Raj, what happened when you met Benjamin Netanyahu?
He gave me a lot of head. No, he did not. I said just a little head.
What did you and Balls do at after the happy hour?
He gave me a lot of head.
Yeah, huh? And
no, it's so out of context.
I saw you spending time with John Brennan during the Calta thing. What was he doing?
He gave me a lot of head. No, he didn't. Brett poured me a beer, mm-hmm. and it was just very foamy. He was, I don't think it was his fault. And so there was a lot of foam, and I only wanted a little foam.
Mm-hmm. I have a vagina.
Put it in!
Can we just do it?
You think that's funny, Jay?
Pretty soon, give him another few months, they'll have us having conversations with each other. Once they isolate enough audio. Well, again, it was an innocent conversation about a beer. It wasn't a big deal.
Benjamin.
He gave me a lot of head. And now it's been turned into that.
Just can't talk. It's what it boils down to.
So ridiculous. You can't say anything.
Raj, dude, thank you
it's
for...
It's silence on the bone. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I was afraid to say anything.
Raj, thanks for watching my dog over the weekend. Did you guys have fun?
He gave me a lot of head.
You're a weirdo!
I said just a little head.
That's my dog! That ain't right. You are not taking my son to a baseball game.
No.
If that's what goes on with my dog, that is out.
He's so horrible.
You freak. Even I think I crossed the line on that one.
I was going to say it, but I can't say it. I just can't do it.
She's 10, you pervert.
No. The thing is about he.
Okay. Leave it. I don't even know where you were going to go, but if you're second guessing yourself.
No, I'm going to leave it right there.
There you go.
That's fine. For all he is, just a boy, and we can't have that on this type of airway. Mm-hmm. So listen, in somewhat related news.
This ought to be good.
There's a kung fu master who used his genitals to pull a bus down a street.
Well, who doesn't?
Right. He's a kung fu master in China, and he teaches groin-based kung fu.
What?
Yeah. Oddly enough, he's based in Guangdong province. I swear to God.
That's way too coincidental.
That's great.
Guangdong. That's where he's from. And he used a rope attached to his nether regions to pull the bus that weighed 13 tons.
Yeah, but it's in neutral. It's not like it's in park.
Okay, right.
I think I can do it.
Yeah. With your dong?
Yeah. And there's a video. And so he has the rope attached to the front of the bus and his genitals.
And here's why. If he can do it, I can do it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just, what does it take to rip your penis off?
I thought more than that. I thought less than that. I thought it would rip it off.
So did I. But if it didn't do it to him, it probably won't do it to anybody else.
It's more the initial, once you get a move in, if it's a neutral, then...
Yeah, once you get momentum.
Yeah.
Nothing to it.
How far did he pull it?
He pulled a 13-ton bus over 6 feet forward.
Was it downhill?
No, I saw the video. It didn't look downhill at all. Yeah. Now, uphill would be something, wouldn't it?
Then I'd be impressed.
Groin-based kung fu training is on the rise in China, with a group of students appearing in a video last month dangling heavy wooden boxes from their private parts. So that's training for the bus, apparently.
How do you talk your parents into sending you for that one?
China, bro. I don't know.
Hey, Chen, what'd you do in school today? Oh. You're not going to believe this one, Pop. I pulled the 747 with my dumb. that school seems really worth the money.
Master Wei Yaobin, known as the Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master.
God.
That's great.
went viral with a video showing him and some of his students taking strong blows to the groin. Oof. Wei claims his form of Kung Fu can help men overcome ED and premature.
So, when they're tying the rope around his genitals, are they going around the shaft and the balls? Or
that's
is
what
it
I'm wondering.
Just around the shaft?
I feel like if you tied it around the scrotum, that would be bad.
I think I would have more of a shot.
No, because then it has a chance of squeezing that area, and you know how sensitive you are there. I think you got to go, like...
Just around the shaft?
I think so. Eww. Even then.
I mean, if you... I don't...
How do you...
If you pull on it... If it gets pulled with the... What do you use? A rope? A string?
That's,
I don't know.
Is that a rope?
If it gets pulled a little bit, you can kind of... walk forward with it. You know what I mean? You're not stationary, right? So that if it starts to hurt, mm-hmm. you can kind of give and take a little bit, right?
I don't know about that. Here's how he did it. It was the rope was attached to his nether regions, as they put it. Straight, he's facing the bus.
Right.
Facing the nose of the bus. Well, so he's not turned around or anything. It's not like wrapped around his hip or anything.
No, it's around
straight
the penis.
On
yeah.
front of bus. To his genitals, walking backwards, pulling the bus 6 feet.
Yeah, because he couldn't be turning facing away from it because then,
that would be cheating.
then his penis would be pulled between his legs.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, wait, maybe that's...
Yeah, that's impossible. So we'd have to be facing the bus. That's why it can't be downhill because right. then the bus can come run him over. And he's going to watch it run him over.
Wow, that's really... Oh, no.
Yeah. That really didn't go as planned.
Well, there are students dangling heavy wooden boxes from their private parts. Why would you? I mean, they're not trying to lengthen them. They're increasing their core by doing this.
Right, do sit-ups.
Groin-based kung fu training.
Do a couple sit-ups.
Oh, my God.
Some planks, maybe some leg lifts. Safer.
Oh, China's kung fu grandma is still teaching martial arts at 93 in other kung fu news.
Yeah, she pulls a bus with a clitoris.
And a very tiny fishing line. Very tiny.
They call her Iron Clit.
And here's the article. Yes, she's a practitioner of the Iron Clit Kung Fu Master.
No way.
Yes, she's an Iron Clit Kung Fu Master.
You're kidding, right?
China!
That would be great.
Now Trump's interested, sure. He wasn't interested before.
China all the time.
Yes. So there are people who let their kids do this.
I can see that on CNN. Trump visits China, visits with Iron Clit Kung Fu Master.
Live from Guangdong Province.
Right.
There's the lines of men and boys with their genitals wrapped in ropes, and this woman with her Iron Clit Kung Fu.
I love China.
Someone just sent me my idea of taking blows to the groin doesn't involve a bus.
I thought that was kind of, if it wasn't UPI, I would think they did that on purpose. But there you go. So supposedly it helps with all sorts of things, strength training and fighting diseases as well as helping you with guy problems
diseases?
Like ED.
How does it fight diseases?
I don't know. That's just what it says. It doesn't go on to explain. I think you'd have to ask Damao Yijin Jisushong.
What was that?
That's the other guy who's a practitioner of that form of kung fu. That's what he said. But in English, he said.
It means Netanyahu.
That's what it means.
It's Chinese for Netanyahu.
Right. It's all right. All right, well, Roger and JP on the bone.
Raj, what happened when you had quality time with Netanyahu?
He gave me a lot of head.
That's awesome. He's the prime minister of Israel, you know.
He gave me a lot of head.
Wow. Glad to see you guys got along.
Yeah. I said just a little head.
Hold on a second.
But that's not what happened?
Phil on line one. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, yeah, I took the groin kung fu. We used to do push-ups on our penis, and then we'd stick our willies in a tailpipe. We didn't pull a car, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Again, that was hysterical, Phil.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. It was a try.
It's all right. Good luck, Phil.
He took groin kung fu.
Yeah. Work on that one.
I love that gong. Any opportunity that gong can come out.
Best student hits the gong at the end of the day. Swing those hips. Gong. Thank you for attending.
Class dismissed.
Oh, boy. Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio after 1:30. We'll get to the top 10. What a ridiculous form of kung fu. I feel like it's an insult to the whole style of martial arts.
Or they're lying and just making up a story.
I saw the video.
That you fell for.
If there wasn't video, I would think it was fake news, but it's not. I saw the guy do it. A little much.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.